Hi, and welcome back to Jen and Dan's Natural Healing with Plants. I am Jen, your health educator, coach, and master herbalist.
Hey, I'm Dan, your exercise specialist and fellow master herbalist. Today we're diving into a topic that's close to many hearts, the top five herbs for stress relief and relaxation.
Yes, so stress is so prevalent in today's world. But luckily we have herbs and things around to help us, as well as other lifestyle practices that can help us to find peace. And so we can't just stay stressed out and take these herbs and expect them to work. We do have to incorporate them with things like breathing, taking time out at nighttime. We've done an issue of bedtime to you, didn't we? Where you relax and have a bedtime routine. And there are other things that we do need to incorporate as well. We shouldn't be stressed out 24/7. You know, we think about many, many, many years ago when hunters and gatherers, they may be hunting an animal or an animal may be hunting them, but then it's over and then they relax and then it's dark and then everyone, you know, rests. And so right now we live in a 24/7 world where we have unnatural lights. Some people work all night long. We can just have, you know, this artificial environment where we're not following the cycle of the sun and the moon, and we're staying alert and even working, you know, way more hours than we should be working, as well as being exposed to toxins and things like that that also increase stress. But if we take care of ourselves and have those breaks and rest, then we can help and we can use the herbs to help us to relax even further and incorporate those things, especially to do things like helping with sleep. So let's talk about
Yes,
those
I
herbs.
agree. Well, the first one is one of our favorites, lavender.
Yes. So lavender is a superstar. That is one of those that's wonderful for stress relief. I know we talked about it on last week's episode, but it, you know, it reduces stress, anxiety, and insomnia, and it can promote a sense of peace and relaxation. So, what are some ways that you use lavender?
I have a tincture that I make, and I use it in some. Well, I always use my tinctures with water to dilute it so it gets in the body better. You can also make a tea out of lavender before you go to bed. I mean, it's probably better to make it toward bedtime because some people it may make them tired, so you probably don't want to get tired during the day, but it's a good tea to drink closer to bed. Of course, I take it. Now, everybody's different. I take it during the day if I'm feeling really stressed out because it doesn't make me tired. You just have to figure out if it makes you tired or not. So, but it's a really good one. They actually use lavender in a study. People who are about to get surgery, they compare lavender to an anti-anxiety medication, and the lavender
Wow.
worked just as well at keeping the patients calm going into surgery. So it's a really powerful herb for relaxation. I couldn't believe that study, but it
Yeah.
was a good one.
I've seen people use like lavender pillows to help relax at night, and they even have like little ones to carry with them. I know my daughter made some at one time, and so you take them to school and you know and use them to breathe. You can rub on them and it releases the lavender smell for relaxation, especially before like a test or something like that. Some people put them in diffusers to help, you know, calm the room, even in like the bedroom to help calm at night. I know some people use them in their baby's room. Medical disclaimer, we're not telling you things to do. We are not doctors. We do not diagnose or treat. And so make sure that you learn about herbs before you use them with small children. But lavender is generally recognized as very safe. As we mentioned on last week's episode, is one of the only ones where you can put lavender oil directly on your skin, like if you have bug bite or something like that. So I love lavender for relaxation.
The next one on the list, chamomile. This is one of my favorites because I really like the way the tea tastes. Chamomile tea is one of my favorites.
Yeah, we grow it here and we love it. It's one of
Oh.
those, I think I said last week, my daughter would even go out and help me cut off the little chamomile flowers and come in and make chamomile tea. And we would use that a lot at night. It helps calm the mind. It soothes tension. It's really great for relieving stress and anxiety.
Yes, a really good one. Also, it helps some people with stomach. They have like upset stomach. It helps some people there. Of course, I think it's probably because a lot of people may have a nervous stomach.
Oh yeah.
So the next herb is a adaptogenic herb, ashwagandha. That's an Ayurvedic herb. This one actually helps your body adapt to stress. So stress can cause harm. Like raise our cortisol. And I've seen studies where ashwagandha, if you take it on a regular basis, it can actually reduce the cortisol in your body. So that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a great one. I use that a lot with my clients who are really stressed. You know, maybe they even have like heart palpitations, excuse me, from stress and things like that. You know, other they're starting to experience physical effects of stress. That's a great one. It's very nice and calming. Now it is a nightshade, so if you know you're sensitive to nightshades, if you have any issues with things like tomatoes or eggplants or potatoes, if you react to those, then do not take ashwagandha. When I think of ashwagandha, it's ashwagandha, just very calming and relaxing. The flavor is not good. I don't even like the smell, but I do like it in tinctures, and I will put it in my teas in the morning. You know, I'll just put a tincture into my tea. My husband does not like to put it in his tea because he says it will mess up the flavor of his tea. And so he will put it in a little bit of water and take it so that he still has the nice flavor of whatever tea he's drinking. But that ashwagandha is something that we have regularly in our house. We make our own tinctures, but you can also buy them too.
Yeah, it's a really good one to have, especially if you're somebody who has high anxiety, because I think it helps regulate some of those stress hormones. So the next one on the list is one I'm not very familiar with, but it's lemon balm. Jennifer, you say you use lemon balm, right?
Yes, so we grow it and it's part of the mint family. So if you're familiar with growing mint and how it will spread all over your yard, that is what lemon balm does too. It spreads all over the place. So we have it all over our property, even though we only put it in one area. We have it in pots, we have it on the ground, everywhere, and it smells really good. It kind of smells like an artificial lemon smell, which is kind of weird. But I just love it. And I, you know, in the summertime when it's out there, I'll grab a handful of that and a handful of mint and put them in a quart jar, fill it with water, and let it sit overnight and then drink it the next day. It is delicious and cooling and so relaxing. That lemon smell is kind of uplifting, but it also eases tension, promotes a calm, and there have been several studies out there for that one as well as comparing it to anti-anxiety medications. Lemon balm is as effective without the side effects of anti-anxiety meds. You know, if you miss taking your lemon balm tomorrow, you're not going to have any issues other than you may have some anxiety. But if you miss your anti-anxiety medication, then you may experience some issues. So lemon balm is another one that's generally recognized as safe and one of those that we really like even with children. You know, it's calming with children, even just rubbing the leaves and smelling them, that lemon smell, like I said, is kind of uplifting for the mood, but then also helps with tension and nerves.
Man, that sounds like a really good one. I'm gonna have to go get some
Yes, you
because
need some,
I'm
definitely.
busy.
Everybody should have lemon balm somewhere, even if it's in a pot inside your house.
Sounds like it makes a really great tea. I love the mint family for teas. Oh,
Yes.
let's see. The next herb is passion flower. I use this one a good bit. I make a formula. When I add passion flower, it's really, really good for stress relief.
Yes,
Also
definitely. Go
helps.
ahead.
It's also good. Or sleep. This is a live, we always do a live podcast, so bear with us. But this is a really good one. A few years ago, I was having a lot of anxiety. And so I made a formula. And one of the herbs in the formula was passion flower. And I used at least two parts of passion flower. And it really took the edge off my anxiety. It's a really good one for sleep. I was having trouble sleeping. It would help me sleep at night, even when I was in an anxiety flare. I mean, if you haven't had anxiety, you probably don't know what a flare is, but sometimes you have like a month or two where your anxiety is so bad, it's hard to sleep. But this herb actually helped me sleep. So.
Yes. It's wonderful to help to calm the mind and the body. I really like it for the calming the mind part. I am one of those that will just kind of get those obsessive thoughts, you know, why didn't I do this, or I should have done that, or I need to remember to do this, and it just circles and circles and circles. And so passion flower can help with that, just calming that part. And it also promotes sleep. It is also another one that I will rotate in with my bedtime teas. So I use like lavender in my bedtime teas sometimes, and I use passion flower in my bedtime teas sometimes as well. I absolutely love them. And so those are our five herbs. Did you have something you wanted to add for passion flower?
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you ever seen a passion flower? I'm sure you have, but it
Yes,
is one of the
huge.
most unique looking flowers. I just have to, it's like, just for you, for people listening, just look, Google passion flower and look at the picture. It seems like just the sight of it, it's almost like it's psychedelic or something, but it's
Yeah,
not, but it
they're
helps you
beautiful.
relax. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Yes. And so these are our five herbs for stress relief and relaxation, but there are many, many, many more. We can talk about more on another episode. But they're like you have soothing lavender and calming chamomile, our adaptogen, ashwagandha, uplifting lemon balm, and then our passion flower for calming the brain. So I love all of these. I use all of these quite regularly. I have, you know, they're all right here, always stocked in my apothecary cabinet.
All right. I think that's good for today because, I mean, we could go on all day about this, but we only picked five.
That's right.
So,
That's right. Yes. Yeah, so thank you for joining us for today's Jen and Dan's Natural Healing with Plants. And I hope that you use these herbs with your other techniques, deep breathing, bedtime routines at night, pausing throughout the day, playing and having fun with all of these herbs too. And so peace to you until next time.